request for an extension of time for land use application. I have approval from order number 228.
Mr. President, if I may, as they're coming forward, you know, this is a new procedure for Sussex County Council, and this is the time, not for a public hearing, but for recommendation for six-month extensions on certain land use projects. This is going to be the first of two batches that come before County Council. The staff has been working very diligently, going through the requests for extensions and putting together recommendations, and this is the first batch. It's anticipated the next meeting there will be the balance on the agenda. And again, I'd like to state that these are not public hearings. Per our ordinance number 2428, the applicants seeking the extension were to, before their project expired, were to submit a letter to the County Council and Planning and Zoning, which all the applicants here today did. They needed to state forth the reasons they needed the extension, that why they needed that, and that it was anticipated within a six-month period of time they would be able to complete their project. And as part of the ordinance, the staff was to review the applicants and the requests, and they have done so, and they are prepared to make recommendations today. Thank you.
Morning. As ever stated, this is a consideration of the request for an extension of time for land use applications, whether they be subdivisions, residential plan communities, or conditional uses, based on ordinance number 2288. The first application is a confirmation, if I may, for two projects that we did a month or so ago. And if I may, they would be the Arbors at Cottagedale, being conditional use number 1845, and the Sunrise Ventures project, conditional use number 1642, whereby there were requests for time extension was granted by council on September 29th of 2015, prior to the adoption of this ordinance, being number 2428. That extension were granted through July 1 of 2016, also as is requested by this list of applications that we have today. The Sunrise Ventures conditional use 1642 request for a time extension was granted by council on October 20 of 2015, again prior to the adoption of this ordinance, and that extension ran also until July 1 of 2016. It is a recommendation of staff that these developments receive a time extension, basically a confirmation, under the authority contained in ordinance number 2428, so that it is treated and they are treated in the same manner and with the same authority and as all the other pending applications we're going to discuss today and discuss on the 26th. If I may, I have a motion for that.
Please read your motion.
Thank you. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon the prior extension requested granted by Sussex County Council on September 29, 2015 and October 20, 2015 to the development known as the Arbor to Cottagedale conditional use number 1845 and Sunrise Ventures conditional use number 1642, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, the recommendation of the director and staff and the previous council approval on that, the current zoning approval for the aforementioned application shall be extended.
Pleasure,
that is my motion.
Well, I have a question.
We need somebody to make a motion first.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to have a second.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
Now, the question.
I just want to make sure I understand. This is a confirmation of an extension up until it was June or July.
July 1st.
Of this year.
Of 16.
So we're not taking it beyond that.
No, it's basically the same extension
right.
That was granted on the Arbors
right.
In September.
Right.
And in October for the Sunrise Ventures.
And you felt that they should also come under this.
So they comply with the same ordinance and they're falling under the same criteria.
I understand. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Robertson and I had discussed this. Since these two were extended prior to this ordinance, we felt it would be better if they fell under this ordinance as well. And there is you're not giving any additional rights under this, it is the same extension that you previously approved. So it's just a confirmation.
Any other questions?
Well, I don't know why. Why?
We felt it'd be better, since we decided that it was best to adopt an ordinance, that we do an ordinance for this as well, that it come under the same ordinance.
Known as lack of discrimination, right?
But it'd be the same way.
Be the same way.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carries. Next, sir.
To get into more confirmation, before you have a booklet, you also received in your packet 18 applications that for discussion this morning for consideration and time extensions. The first one, and they're somewhat in alphabetical order, just to be able to track them, and they're also, of course, the alphabetical order doesn't match the numbers that relate to each of the applications, but under number two, or in front of number two, is a request for a time extension for Anthem number 2004-53. Is the application for a subdivision. As I said before, you have it in your packet and in your booklet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much detail you want me to go into on each of these applications. I can read them.
Well, let me
or I can summarize.
I don't think you need to read all of them. No. I would say summarize, and then obviously the documentation here, and then of what they have done to date, what they're working on.
Okay.
And location.
Location. And then your recommendation.
This application is for a requirement that it be substantially underway by July 1 if you so grant an extension. And this application for Anthem subdivision number 2004-53, and reference, and I'm going to read the agency comment so you have that before you. In Delta, we are awaiting confirmation regarding determination that the entrance is active as part of the Holland Mill subdivision. And the Sussex Conservation District approval is valid till December 13th of 2018. County Engineering Department is in review of and plan review of this application again since the regulations have changed. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval was approved on April 2007, that they don't have a renewal process. Once they grant approval, it's valid. They don't change if regulation changes, still go back to the original approval. Division of Public Health, the Office of Drinking Water approved this application April 24th, 07. Again, there's no additional comments from that agency. DENREC is an NA, they had no additional comments. In summary, the staff has been in communication with the representatives. And based on the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of the plan in a timely manner. The requirement, if granted the time extension, the plan would need to be under substantial construction on or before July 1, 2016. Otherwise, the plan should expire. And a recommendation of staff is that the time extension of 6 months be granted.
And the location again was where?
This is directly across from Holland Mills on Carpenter Road. Walker Road, I'm sorry. Between Hudson Road and 5 of sorts.
So I have a question when you're.
Okay, you have a motion for
when it's appropriate.
You have a motion for Lang.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got to keep up here. Here's my motion. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428. And based upon compliance with the requirements of the referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the development known as Anthem shall be extended until July 1, 2016.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, question.
And I do have a question, thank you. Mr. Blank, what would be the overall? I know I read all the reasons.
Pardon?
I read the reasons, but what do you think would be the overall, if you could give me a short sentence, reason why it's not complete? Was it the economy, or what do you...
Well, in this case, originally, Holland Mills, the subdivision substantially complete, but not complete yet, but still got houses to build, and Anthem were considered one project, but there were two applications. One was on one side of the road, and they had the treatment facility. Anthem was on the other side of the road, and they had the disposal facility related. That was the intent. And then a utility company came in, and they're doing the disposal. So basically, the septic, sewage, et cetera, or sewage, what it should be, is going to another facility.
So that's the principle.
So they don't have, now they have a situation where here's a project that doesn't have to do, isn't really connected to the project across the road. They're right across the road from each other.
Right. Thank you very much.
More questions?
Mr. President, if I may, do we know when DelDoc got involved with this applicant? I mean, it's not stated on this.
Well, DelDoc's been involved since the beginning.
We're going back into
407 when they originally applied.
Regarding the confirmation, the comment here, DelDoc, awaiting confirmation regarding determination that the entrance is active as part of Holland Mills subdivision. So when did that become relevant?
Since the request for a time extension. We're still pending the answer from DelDoc.
And so if they do not receive an answer from DelDoc within the 6-month period, then what happens?
The last thing I have is the 11th. Right. Okay. Last thing we have from DelDoc was you're correct that this came from James Osborne to Steve Sisson, who is both members of DelDoc staff. You're correct that Anthem and Holland were approved at the same time with the same approval letter, but they had separate plans and numbers. The original intent was to build at the same time, but only the Holland Mills project had made any progress. The current plan and file with Anthem was last approved in 07, will need to be updated to accommodate the changes that have been made along the site frontage. And at this time, the director only has a temporary entrance for the site, and no entrance has begun to date as far as construction. That's the last thing we have.
Okay, so getting back to the question is if DelDoc does not provide their confirmation within the 6-month period,
then the project would be considered sunset or void. And they would have to reapply if they wanted to continue.
So the onus is on them to put pressure on DelDoc to get the confirmation.
Yeah, go well. That's right.
Okay.
No questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Barlett?
I will say yes.
Yes.
Cool. I will get motion carried. Next, sir.
The next item is listed under behind tab number 2. It is Barron's Place, subdivision number 2005-40. This application has been approved by the commission back in 09 for the construction of 21 single family lots. The plan was recorded in July of 2009. DelDoc reapproved the application on August 2nd, 2013, and it will expire on August 2nd of 2016. Conservation District approval is valid through June 10th of 2018. The County Engineering Department, Public Works Division is in plan review. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval has been valid since December 28th of 07. The Division of Drinking or Public Health Office of Drinking Water had no additional comments. The soil feasibility study has been performed for DENREC. In summary, the staff has been in communication with Barron's Place representatives, and based on the status of the agency plan reviews, staff anticipates completion of the plans and substantial construction in a timely manner. Requirement-wise, if granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possibly re-recording, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1, 2016. Otherwise, this plan will expire. And the recommendation is the staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2228 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the development known as Barron's Place shall be extended until July 1, 2016.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion?
Yes. Help me with my memory. You're using the term substantial completion. Did we ever define that?
Yes, ma'am, it is defined.
Okay, we have absolutely.
It is defined.
Crisp and clear definition.
The site work is being performed, the erosion sedimentation measures are being mm-hmm. provided, and the roads are being cut and graded, et cetera.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
More questions?
Yes, Mr. Well, President. Hopefully I don't have questions on each of these, but then again, I guess I might. The Sussex County Engineering Department, it says that it appears to be the only thing that's preventing them from moving forward?
Yeah, basic regulation change. Approvals are only valid for, say, 3 to 5 years, and this project is under plan review for compliance with the current regulations.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carries. Next, sir.
The next application is Canaan Woods, the application subdivision number 2006-67. This application was approved as a preliminary by the Planning and Zoning Commission on January 14, 2009 for the construction of 99 single-family lots. The following agencies' approvals have been considered and reviewed. DelDOT approved the application as amended on October 21st of 2015. The Conservation District approved on June 29th of 2015. County Engineering Department is in plan review. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval is valid since October 1 of 2007. The Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water has no comment. The Department of Natural Resources soil feasibility study has been performed and accepted on 2008. The Army Corps of Engineers approved modification on March 30, 2015. Just to explain that, their approval is only good for 5 years. You have to update every 5 years for the wetlands. In summary, staff has been in communication with Canaan Woods representatives, and based on the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of plans in a timely manner. On December 16, 2015, the Planning Commission took no action regarding the final subdivision approval due to outstanding agency approvals and recommendation on this application. If granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, final subdivision approval by the Commission, and be recorded on or before July 1, 2016. Otherwise, that plan will expire. The recommendation of the staff is that time extension be granted for 6 months.
I'll make the motion. Whatever, it's my district. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
No, we need
to have a motion to read.
Oh, sorry. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documentations, and a recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Canaan Woods shall be extended until July 1, 2016.
Have a motion.
Yes,
Mrs.
I will
Deaver.
Make a motion.
Second.
Second.
Right. Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
Yes.
I've
gotten lots of calls from folks about the proximity to the dump. And am I understanding that these folks will be using central water, not wells? I think I heard you say no. I'm not sure what the decision was.
Well, the Division of Public Health, right. Officer Drinking Water, had no comment.
They're not requiring central
water. They didn't provide any comment.
No comment.
Right. The only thing we had on this, we had an issue with the Delmarva Power and Light about an easement, and that's been resolved because they now own that property that was a portion of the easement. That was the only issue that we had originally. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, am I correct that it is located? It's a very old dump, I believe. The location is is right at the dump, around it.
Near.
Near it. Okay. But we have no, okay. I think you answered. Thank you very much.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Trawette?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bobby, yes, motion carries. Action.
The next application is Cypress Creek Estates and Covetage Pond Estates being subdivision 2005-16. And just to explain that, originally Cypress Creek Estates was a large subdivision around Covetage Pond. It was physically separated by the wetlands area and was going to have a crossing to go across the wetlands area to interconnect. It had frontage on two different road locations, and it was decided in the last year or so to split it and create two subdivisions. Same basic layout, it just doesn't have the connection across the wetlands, making it not necessary to create that correction or to disturb the wetlands. The original approval was in 2007 for construction of 175 single-family lots. It is still the same size. It is still basically the same layout except for the crossing. DelDOT is in plan review on this application. The Conservation District approval is valid until June 24, 2017. The Engineering Department approval that was just granted on October 13th of 2015 to show the change, correct the change that was granted. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval is still valid since 2006. The Division of Public Health has no comment. Department of Natural Resources reapproved on March 5th of 2015. In summary, the staff has been in communication with Cypress Creek Estates representatives, and based on the status of the agency plan reviews, staff anticipates completion of the plans and substantial construction in a timely manner. In requirements, if granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possible re-recordation, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1, 2016. Otherwise, this plan will expire. And the staff recommends a 6-month time extension be granted.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the development known as Cypress Creek Estates and Covetage Pond Estates shall be extended until July 1 of 2016.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
I do.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to probably be asking these all the way down the line, but DelDOT, again, do we know how long they've been in this review process? It appears that's the only thing that's holding them up here. So,
based in this application, I believe that's the only thing they're not really holding them up. They're in the process of going through the permit processes, et cetera. I don't know if I had that with me or not. I got my backup here.
There you go. A good backup.
DelDOT actually granted a letter of no objection on January 29th of 07. Let's see here. Bear with me a second. We received comments. The applicant received comments on changes on July 15th of 2015 from DelDOT, and they addressed comments and resubmitted to DelDOT on August 5th, 2015, and are just waiting final approval.
Thank you, sir.
It's an ongoing process. You do submit a plan.
Are we applying that DelDOT is dragging their feet?
No, I'm not applying that at all. What happens is the developer submits plans, took on DelDOT for a second. DelDOT reviews it. They provide a red line plans, and the applicant then has to submit corrections. They may have missed something. DelDOT comments again with red lines or comments, and then the applicant proceeds until they get everything right. Then they finally get the approval from DelDOT. Or Public Works, or my department, same thing. All the agencies work the same way, pretty much. You give them the comments, they meet those requirements, then you're okay. If you miss something, you have to fix it, and they have to resubmit. Every time you submit, it takes more time.
Sure. No, I mean, the timelines you mentioned were earlier in 2015 as it relates to the Del Dot process. So you've answered the question. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Carlette?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I will get motion carried.
The next application is the application of Deerbrook, subdivision 2008-16. The commission granted preliminary approval on June 16th of 2010 for the construction of 120 single-family lots. Again, Del Dot is in review. The Conservation District approval is on August 28, 2015. County Engineering is in review. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval is granted on October 5th, 2015. The Division of Public Health Officer Drinking Water approval was granted on October 8th of 2015. Denrec had no additional comments. The Army Corps of Engineers, we're awaiting confirmation of approval. In summary, the staff has been in communication with Deerbrook representatives, and based on the status of the agency plan reviews, staff anticipates completion of the plan in a timely manner. On December 16, 2015, the Commission took no action regarding the final subdivision approval due to outstanding agency approvals. The requirements have granted the time extension. The plan would need final agency approvals and subdivision approval by the Commission be recorded on or before July 1, 2016. Otherwise, the plan would expire. Our recommendation from staff is that 6 months time extension be granted. Mm-hmm.
Pleasure, Council.
This is a preliminary.
Right.
They have to get final approval before July 1 mm-hmm. from the commission and record. And then they would have several years to be substantially under construction. But this is a preliminary.
So it's practical that that can happen.
It's just getting agency approval so we can get commission to act. Yes.
Right. I'd like to.
Pleasure, Council. Have a motion.
Have a motion.
Yes.
The motion would be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance supporting documentation and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Deerbrook shall be extended until July 1, 2016.
I make the motion.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will get a motion. Next, sir.
Next application is Donovan Heritage, subdivision number 2005-36. This application received final approval on June 17th of 2009 for the construction of 9 single-family lots. The plan was recorded on July 1, 2009. Del Dot revised approval was granted on December 3rd, 2015. The Conservation District approval was valid until July 30, 2018. The County Engineering Department approval was contingent upon this extension request. It also the State Fire Marshal approval was valid, was granted on February 27th, 08. The Office of Drinking Water had no comments. Denrec's soil feasibility is still valid and was performed in 05. In summary, the staff has been in communication with Donovan Heritage representatives, and based upon the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of the plan and substantial construction in a timely manner. If granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possibly recordation, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1st, 2016. Otherwise, this plan would expire. The staff recommends that the time extension of 6 months be granted.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance supporting documentation and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Donovan Heritage be extended until July 1, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application for consideration of the request for time extension is the Governor's Project, conditional use number 1772. The application was granted final approval by the Commission on December 16th, 2015 for the construction of 423 dwelling units. A Del Dot letter of no objection to recordation is dated October 7, 2015. Conservation District letter of no objection to recordation is dated November 4, 2015. County Engineering Department approval was granted on November 2, 2015. The Office of State Fire Marshal approval was granted on July 6 of 2015. The Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water approval was granted on October 14 of 2015. DENREC has no comments. In summary, staff has been in communication with governor's representatives, and based upon the status of the agency plan reviews, staff anticipates completion of the plans in a timely manner. If granted a time extension, the plan would need to be under substantial construction and be recorded on or before July 1st of 2016. Otherwise, this plan could expire. Recommendation is that the time extension of 6 months be granted.
Any motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approvals for the development known as the Governor's shall be extended until July 1st, 2016.
My district again, so may I like to introduce it.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Orlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah, motion carried. Next, sir.
This is a request. Whoops, I missed one. Have to get in order here. Sorry. This is an application for time extension. Titled J.C. Village, 2006-55, a subdivision application. The request was received on September 18th of 2015. The revised letter was received on December 21st of 15. This application was granted preliminary approval on September 17th of 2008 for an 8-lot subdivision. The application requires final plan approval. The following agency comments. From DelDOT for May 4th of 2009, nothing since. Conservation District, no correspondence. Engineering, no plan submittals. Fire Marshal, no correspondence. Division of Public Health, no comment. Department of Natural Resources, no correspondence. In summary, the staff has been in communication with J.C. Village representatives, and based on the status of those conversations and lack of agency review or approval, staff does not anticipate completion of the plans in a timely manner. The only correspondence to the planning office file since the DelDOT comment letter or correspondence regarding time extension request. There is no requirements. The recommendation that this application for a time extension of 6 months be denied.
Motion, sir.
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the development known as J.C. Village shall not be extended to July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
Me again. I'd like to introduce that.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
This is the first one that you have recommended a denial. So thus far that we have seen, is it bottom line is that they have basically not done very much of anything since 2008, and there's just really no way that they're ever going to get these approvals. Bottom line is that this is if we agree to an extension, it would just be wasteful of everybody's time.
We don't think they can meet the criteria to grant an extension to get all the agency approvals before July 1st.
Right.
But they would have to get all the agency approvals, go through all the reviews, street, stormwater, entrance, the whole gamut, and then go back to the commission for final approval.
Okay.
Difficult to impossible. So then, but they can reapply.
Sure.
There's always that option. So sure. That's the one option that we haven't talked about this morning, but they can reapply. They could get in a queue, to get on the agendas, to get considered.
I do have a question. They would reapply under current code.
Under all current regulations. Correct.
And if we approve this one, I mean, you may as well extend everybody 6 months because they haven't done anything. So you got all the others. We only picked 38 out of them.
No, we had 38 that applied for time extensions. We added it to our reference first thing.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, if this got granted, it would just because, if they haven't done anything, it would be...
If you granted this, there would be
200 more.
Four other ones today that you would have probably considered the same.
Yeah, right.
And more questions?
Same buddy.
Right. Take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rollett?
I'm going to say yes to the denial per your recommendation.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application is the request for a time extension for Kew Gardens, subdivision number 2007-7. That application was granted final approval on May 19th of 2010 for the construction of 18 single-family lots. Plan was recorded in 2010. Dealt out again is in plan review because their permits ran out, basically. The Conservation District approval is valid until July 29th of 2018. The County Engineering Department is in plan review. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval is valid since June 16th of 2009. The Office of Drinking Water has no comment. The Department of Natural Resources soil feasibility study was performed in 2007. In summary, the staff has been in communication with representatives of the application, and based on the status of the agency plan reviews, staff anticipates completion of the plans in a timely manner. If granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possible re-recordation, and under substantial construction on or before July 1 of 2016. Otherwise, this plan could expire. And staff recommends a 6-month time extension.
Motion to approve.
Be it moved based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Kew Gardens shall be extended until July 1, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
Be moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will get a motion carried. Next, sir.
Next application is Lakeland Subdivision. It is change of zone number 1602. It is actually a residential plan community application in the GR General Residential District. It was granted approval of the change of zone on December 5th of 2006. We have no correspondence from DLDOT. No correspondence from the Conservation District, no correspondence from the Engineering Department, no correspondence from the Office of the State Fire Marshal, no correspondence from the Office of Drinking Water through the Division of Public Health. DENREC has not provided any comments. In summary, there has been no action taken since approval of the change of zone. The applicant has not submitted for a preliminary site plan for the residential plan community. The property will remain zone GR if you reject this request, and they would lose their RPC status, basically. Staff recommendation for a time extension of 6 months is to be denied.
Mr. Lank, I'd like to point out that I believe you may have skipped one in the list.
Oh,
and
confused.
We are in number 11 right now, the one you did, and it would be appropriate to go ahead and act on 11 since you gave report.
Flip numbers.
But then come back to number 10 after this one's complete.
Right. Motion, sir.
Yes. On Lakeland's.
Yep.
Change of zone 1602. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Lakeland's shall not be extended until July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
And who was the one that recommended apply that wanted the application?
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Deaver. Thank you.
Actually, I just realized this, but I'm going to...
Did you have Mr. Wilson's question?
No, I didn't.
Was your question who applied for it?
Who applied for this job?
This was originally applied for under, it may have been a corporation name. Jack Stanton was the representative of the application. It was the Kroll property. It's just outside of southwest of Ocean View. The right one.
Before you go any further, Mr. President, because I was looking for, I'm going to recuse myself on this one. Because I actually thought originally he was following, I would have walked out prior to this knowing, but I am recusing myself of this one applicant.
That's fine. More questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Beaver.
I'm voting yes for the motion.
Nicole, yes. Mr. Wilson.
I recommend a yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now we're going to back up.
Back up. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I want to roll. I might have a voice by the time we get done today. This is a request for a time extension from No Acres, subdivision number 2005-3. The applicant was granted final approval by the commission on June 18th of 2008 for the construction of 46 single family lots. Plan was recorded on June 26th of 2008. According to Delta, the entrance has been installed. The bond was released by Delta. According to the Conservation District, approval is valid until July 30, 2018. According to County Engineering, approval has lapsed. The discussions are ongoing to update the plans since regulations have changed. The Office of State Fire Marshal approval has been valid since February 15 of 2006. The Division of Public Health, the Office of Drinking Water, has no comments. The Department of Natural Resources soil feasibility study was performed in 2005. In summary, staff has been in communication with No Acres representatives, and based upon the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of the plans in a timely manner. If granted a time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possible re-recordation, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1st of 2016. Otherwise, this plan could expire. And the staff does recommend a time extension of 6 months be granted. Be it moved and based upon the authority granted Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as No Acres shall be extended until July 1st of 2016.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Marlette. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Marlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
And if you will, jump to number, the documentation memo for Nanticoke View in front of number 13. This is a request for a time extension for Nanticoke View. It is a subdivision number 2668. The application was granted preliminary approval by the commission on September 17th of 2008 for 111 lots. With Delta, there is no correspondence. It's Conservation District, no correspondence. County Engineering, no plans submitted. The Office of State Fire Marshal, no correspondence. Department of Natural Resources, no correspondence. The only correspondence in the planning office's file since preliminary approval was correspondence regarding this requested time extension. And staff recommend that the time extension be denied.
Have a motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance supporting documentation and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Nanticoke View shall not be extended until July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Coleman. Second, Mr. Wilson. Question on the vote? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, for denial.
Mr. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
The next application is a request for a time extension is Red Clover Walk, subdivision number 2007-5. Preliminary approval was granted by the commission on September 25th of 2008 for the construction of 28 dwelling units. DelDOT is in the plan review for this application. Conservation District approval was on August 28th of 2015. County Engineering is in plan review. The Office of State Fire Marshal approval was granted on June 5th of 2008. The Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water approval was valid till July 24th of 2016. DENREC provided no additional comments. In summary, staff has been in communication with Red Clover Walk representatives. Based upon the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of plans in a timely manner. If granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, final subdivision approval by the commission, and be recorded on or before July 1st of 2016. Otherwise, the plan shall expire. Staff recommends that a six-month time extension be granted.
Motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Red Clover Walk be extended until July 1st, 2016.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second,
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next application is a request for a time extension for Richfield Acres, subdivision number 2004-37. This application was granted final approval by the commission on January 17, 2008 for the construction of 16 single-family lots. Plan was recorded on January 31, 2008. The plan did not get under substantial construction before January 31st of 2013. DelDOT had reapproved the plans on May 28th of 2015. Conservation District reapproved on June 29th of 2015. The Engineering Department approval was pending. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval has been valid since October 4, 2005. Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water reapproved the plans on July 6th of 2015. The Department of Natural Resources soil feasibility study was performed in 2005. In summary, the staff has been in communication with representatives and based on the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of plans in a timely manner. On December 16, 2015, the Planning Commission took no action on the final subdivision plan due to outstanding agency approvals, same ones I referenced. And requirement of granted time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possible re-recordation, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1st, 2016. Otherwise, this plan would expire. And the recommendation is that a six-month time extension be granted.
Motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the authority granted Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Richfield Acres be extended until July 1st, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Deaver.
Yes. I'm reading that it came in on 2008, if I understand correctly, and that there was nothing done. There was no substantial construction done until, what was it, January 2013. If I understand that correctly, it was 5 years, nothing was done.
The plan did not get under substantial construction right. By 2013.
No, it didn't, right, for 5 years.
The original approval was granted recordation in 2008. It would have been valid until 2013 and had to be under substantial completion.
Right.
The council adopted the time extension ordinance in 2011 that went retroactive back to July 1st of 2009. Then that terminated on July 1 of 2013. And then the council granted another time extension that ran until January 1st of 2016. So it's been under the time extension provisions of both time extension ordinances. So it's still valid, but they had to get a request for an extension to be able to actually be substantial under construction.
Help me understand why it wasn't.
Most likely the market. I don't know. I mean, I really can't say. It would have to be in the documentation provided by the applicant.
Okay.
It's opinionated, basically, what it comes down to.
More questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be up to carry. Next, sir.
I believe the next application is River Rock Glen.
Yes, sir.
It's a request for a time extension for subdivision number 2005-90. Let me see. They got final approval by the commission December 17th of 2008 for the construction of 26 single-family lots. Plan was recorded on February 26th of 2009. The Delta entrance was installed. Bond was released by Delta. Conservation District approval lapsed. They submitted a new plan on October 15th of 2015. The Engineering Department approval lapsed. They submitted new plans on October 19 of 2015. The plan cannot be reviewed until the Commission considers the revised plan. The plan has been revised substantially by relocation of lots, relocation of stormwater provisions, and extension of a street. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval has been valid since September 12 of 2007. The Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water had no comment. The soil feasibility study was performed in 2002 for Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. In summary, the staff has been in communication with River Rock Glen representatives, and based upon the lack of the number of agency approvals and process that needs to occur, staff does not anticipate completion of plans and substantial construction in a timely manner. The plan has been significantly revised from the recorded plan. The new preliminary plan requires review and approval by the commission. The plan will require update agency approvals, final subdivision approval by the commission, recordation, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1st of 2016. And due to that comment, the staff recommends a time extension of 6 months be denied.
Motion, sir.
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as River Rock Glen shall not be extended until July 1st of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
I do. Real quick before we take a vote on this. And I mean, just so I have a full understanding of this particular applicant. So they've already installed an entrance and it's been approved and the bond was released by DelDOT. Conservation District, do we know, I see that they've submitted a plan in October. Do we have any timeline expectations of that?
I got it here somewhere, hold on. Bear with me a second. We received a letter yesterday from the Conservation District. The Conservation District has, I'll read it if I may. Conservation District has had several meetings with Country Life Homes and their design consultant, Spinoni, to discuss revisions to the original stormwater design for River Rock Glen Phase 2 approved in 2008. The original project proposed a pump station as a means of conveying stormwater runoff, which is an atypical approach that is costly to construct and maintain. After meeting to discuss requirements for extending the sediment and stormwater plan, all parties agreed that the best approach would be to redesign the stormwater plan. The proposed plan revision eliminates the pump station, which was encouraged by the Conservation District, and complies with the new 2014 sediment and stormwater regulations. Please accept this letter as notification that the above project has been revised and is under sediment and stormwater review. The district concurs with the revised stormwater design, anticipates approval under the 2014 sediment and stormwater regulations. And if you have any questions, a normal comment. Sincerely, Jessica Watson, Program Manager.
So, I just want to make sure I visualize this. So the Conservation District is saying basically they recommend new plans per the 2014 regulations. Is that a summary of what that letter says? Is that the same one that was found to be unlawful? Is that the same one? I'm not being sarcastic, but I'm being sincere in the question.
Unlawful in what way?
Meaning there was the lawsuit, correct? I think against him. Is this that same one? I mean, is the same regulations?
Not to my knowledge.
Do we know?
Oh, you mean a lawsuit on the regulation?
Not on the regulations.
Okay, yeah,
correct.
Yes, that is.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant the applicant.
No, not the application, but those regulations that Sussex Conservation District is recommending plans to be redesigned based on those regulations. Those regulations were, the state was sued and they lost. Is that the same regulations we're referring to, that was referred to
the
in that letter?
The same regulations, but the, I'll get this right, everybody might have corrected on this, the Secretary of Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control established emergency ordinance to allow this regulation to continue until it's resolved. That's short-term, short word.
Right.
My
okay.
Interpretation.
It's a nice way of going to court, isn't it? If you go to court and let them okay. decide, just let them decide what they want to do.
Mr. Arlett, you have the floor.
I thank you. So we have that. So we have that there. So, okay, let's see here. Let me continue this. I just want to make sure that I fully understood that. The other part of this was that the plans, the approval had lapsed through the county engineering department. They submitted new plans back in October. Cannot get reapproved until it's seen with the planning commission. Is it on their agenda, or is it was it waiting to get from our approval? Where are we in that process?
No, we haven't placed on the agenda yet. They came in late December. But they've basically revised the layout by extension of a street, relocation of some lots, and relocation of the stormwater features. So the commission would have to reapprove the revised preliminary plan. The applicant would have to get all agency approvals. The applicant would have to come back and get final approval and record and be substantially under construction by July 1st, 2016.
Understood. Now, you said December, but here it's saying that they submitted a plan in October, a new plan in October on October 19th.
To the engineering department.
Correct.
And to the conservation district.
Correct.
They submitted us in December for the purpose of getting consideration of a revised preliminary plan.
Okay.
They call it final, we call it preliminary, because they've got to get preliminary approval to amend the design and then in turn get all agency approvals and then get final approval upon receipt of all agency approvals. Time-wise, gotcha. Difficult.
Okay, and then the engineering department, where is the status of that plan on the October 19th?
That approval originally lapsed. They submitted a new plan on October 19th, and they won't consider reviewing it until they know the commission has accepted the design. So they need to know that the commission has authorized the design change before they go and consider granting final approval of their construction
and
plan.
Your department received that in December, and I'm assuming you haven't done anything with it until we make a decision here, I presume.
We haven't. Correct.
Okay. 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 So I appreciate it.
Any more questions?
I just want to say that we've had to depend heavily on the district's advice in this area, which is we have a lot of flooding problems, a lot of stormwater management in that particular area.
Any more questions, comments? Take a vote, Stephen.
I vote yes for denial.
Cole. Yes. Mr. Arlett.
Actually on this one here, I'm going to vote no on the denial, despite the recommendation, only because it appears that they have made an effort. They may not get the completion by July 1, but I think I would put the onus on them to make that happen. So in this particular case, I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
I will vote no.
I will vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application is Sawmill Woods. This is a request for a time extension for Sawmill Woods, subdivision 2004-51. The application was granted final approval by the commission on April 27, 2006 for the construction of 14 single-family lots. Plan was recorded on May 3rd of 2006. The DLDOT approval has lapsed. The Conservation District approval has lapsed. The County Engineering Department approval has lapsed. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval has been valid since April 22, 2005. The Division of Public Health has no comment. The Denrick feasibility study was performed in 2005. In summary, staff had been in communication with Sawmill Woods representatives based upon a lack of the number of agency approvals. Staff does not anticipate completion of plans and substantial construction in a timely manner. The recommendation for this application is that the time extension for 6 months be denied.
Have a motion, sir.
Be it moved and based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as Sawmill Woods shall not be extended to April 1st of 2016.
I'll make that motion.
It's July 1st, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's July 1st.
July 1st, 2016.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Colton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, for denial.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, we have motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application is
the Village at Evans Pond.
Conditional use number 1849, request for a time extension for the Village at Evans Pond. This application was granted preliminary approval by the commission on March 22nd of 2012 for the construction of 200 dwelling units. DLDOT letter of no objection to recordation has been dated and received on July 4th of 2016. Conservation District approval was granted on August 30, 2015. County Engineering Department approval was pending. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval was granted on June 10, 2015. Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water approval was granted on July 10 of 2015. Denrec has no comment. In summary, the staff has been in communication with the Village of Evans Farm representatives, and based on the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates completion of the plans in a timely manner. On December 16, 2015, the Planning Commission took no action regarding the final subdivision approval due to the outstanding agency approvals, which is, in this case, engineering primarily. And if granted time extension, the plan would need final agency approval, final plan approval by the commission, be recorded, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1st, 2016. Otherwise, this plan could expire. And that recommendation of the staff is that this time extension for 6 months be granted.
Have a motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for the development known as the Village at Evans Pond shall be extended until July 1st, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Yeah.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application is request for a time extension for the Woodlands, subdivision number 2005-49. The application was granted final approval by the commission on November 12, 2009 for the construction of 88 single-family lots. Plan was recorded on January 14 of 2010. DLDOT is in plan review for the consideration based on the regulation changes. Conservation District approval is valid until December 3rd of 2016. County Engineering Department has granted phase one approval on November 30, 2015. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval has been valid since October 16th of 2009. Division of Public Health has no comment. DENREC has no comment. In summary, the staff has been in communication, and based upon the status of the agency plan reviews, staff anticipates completion of plans and substantial construction in a timely manner. If granted the time extension, the plan would need final agency approvals, possible re-recordation, and be under substantial construction on or before July 1st, 2016. Otherwise, this plan could expire. And staff recommend that the time extension for 6 months be granted.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lang.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank your staff.
Thank you.
I know most people have no idea how much effort this involves.
And see you in 2 weeks.
It's a tremendous amount of work.
See you in 2 weeks, and we'll do it again. Maybe I can come up with a shorter version.
That's probably okay, too.
Do you do any site visits, on-site visits with this process?
Yes, we have.
You have.
But thank you for all this effort and work for you and your staff.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Thank you.